Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Tim Kepler was born in Riverside, California. He's been singing and composing since he was 14. Tim's parents both passed away when he was in his teens, contributing to his 10-year stint with drugs. He was incarcerated at Chino and Folsom prisons. In 1990, when he was released, he was homeless and penniless, with just the clothes on his back. What God did in him has delivered him from drugs and placed him in a position that has touched the lives of people all over the world. We remind you, the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show is to bring you to Christ. The story that Tim Kepler shares, we believe, will draw you to the loving arms of Jesus. You see, there's always hope, no matter what. There is always hope in Christ. In Christ who loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And even as Tim Kepler can testify, Christ is alive, calling you to himself today. Dear one, would you open your heart to Jesus? Would you receive him as your Savior and Lord? That's our prayer. That's our hope. Tim Kepler composes lyrics and music as he is inspired by the Holy Spirit. He arranges, engineers, and produces music in his own recording studio and company. He ministers in churches, homeless shelters, prisons, youth facilities, and in venues such as Angel Stadium and Staples Center. He also sings with the All Japan Revival Mission. He's married to Peggy. They have two sons, Tori and Gabriel. Tim, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much, Danny. I'm honored to be here today.
What was it like growing up in Rubido, there in Riverside?
Wow, you know, Rubido was a very, very tough neighborhood there in Riverside. And I would have to say, Danny, that most of the people I grew up with took a path of drugs, jail, prison. And I also ended up myself in prison.
What would you say drove you in that direction and others who grew up with you?
Well, for me personally, Danny, if I could just maybe take it back a little bit, I grew up in a Christian home. I had parents that loved me very much. And if I could just go back just a little bit further, my natural mother gave birth to me in the hospital, and she abandoned me because she couldn't take care of me. And I was raised by a very loving Christian family. And at an early age, I witnessed my dad die of a massive heart attack. And that was a point in my life, Danny, to answer that question, where I turned away from the plan that God had for my life. And I now understand and see that God has a perfectly designed plan for each and every one of our lives. And I turned away from that plan that God had for my life. You know, something tragic happens to us. And in my case, it was the tragic death of losing my parents at such a young age. And I turned away from that plan that God had for my life. And that was what caused me to start to venture out and do things that I shouldn't do, like drugs and stuff like that.
Well, there's a point of relatability a wide relatability. Everyone in their own way experiences that the moment of life when we are on our heels or we are off balance because of something that has taken place. For some, it may be quite recent that they've experienced that. Going back, who would you say in those early years, who influenced you most?
Well, my parents were a great influence on me. I mean, I really had great parents. I mean, I was adopted into this family, and they just loved me like their own child. And I saw other kids who were adopted or foster kids, and some of them may not have been treated so well, but my parents treated me so well. So I'd have to say that they were the biggest influences in my life because they always would talk to me about what was right and what was wrong and how to carry yourself and how to be polite and cordial and things like that. So my parents were awesome. My father and my mother were the biggest influence in my life.
How old were you when they passed?
My dad passed when I was 16 years old. I can remember early in the morning I heard my mother and my father talking in the kitchen, and it was late, and I thought that was kind of peculiar, and I walked out into the kitchen, and my dad was sitting in a chair, and my mom was standing over him with her hand on his shoulder, and the last words I heard was, honey, I believe I'm dying, and my dad fell over, and he died right there on the floor in our kitchen. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No. Tim, where are you in the family placement? Because they adopted one or two other children.
There was three of us total.
So, and so where were you in the family?
I was the youngest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So it sounds like at that moment, things just within you began to unravel.
Yeah, they really did. I really feel that was a real turning point in my life because, like I mentioned before, my parents were great. I had a great upbringing, and at that point where I lost my parents, I started doing things that I wouldn't normally do and ditching school and getting into trouble and experimenting with marijuana. And one thing just kind of led to another. And, you know, for 10 years, I sold marijuana. And I thought at that time I was doing really well because I was making lots of money and driving a nice car and I had nice things and a nice apartment. But what I've learned in life is that we all have a God-shaped hole in our heart, and only the love of Christ can fill that hole. No amount of money, no car, no girl, I mean nothing, partying, none of that stuff. At the end of the day, it's all empty. And even though I had all those things, I found that my life was still very, very, very empty. But I continued on that path, and one day I was arrested and I had to go to Riverside County Jail, and they slapped me on the wrist and said, hey, don't do that again. But I was still searching. Instead of placing God and Jesus in that hole, I was still searching for something to fill the emptiness and the pain that was in my heart. And so I kept down that same path until finally I was arrested again, and I violated my probation and I had to go to prison. And I wound up one day in Folsom Prison. And I'd have to say, Danny and Suzanne, that I was at a point in my life where I was broken. I was at a point in my life where I realized that I had made some really bad, bad choices with my life. And unfortunately, it took 10 years to get to that place. But you know, the good thing is that no matter where we've been or what we've done or who we are, when we finally get to that place, where we finally get to that place where we're done with living the way we're living without God and without Jesus in our life, Jesus is standing there with his arms wide open, and he's waiting for us. And he was waiting for me that day. And so I asked him into my heart, and he changed my life.
So this took place there at Folsom.
It did. And, you know, I wrote a song about what he told me, and I can recite the words for you, mm-hmm. because he told me that if I would take his hand, he would change my life. And I wrote a song about what happened, what transpired that day in jail. And the words are, take my hand, of the great I am. Take the hand and I'll show you who I am. Would you believe that I've always been there for you? And that was my story, you know. And when I, what I find so amazing is that all the bad things that I did and the way that I lived my life, and God is now telling me that if you take my hand, I'll show you who I am. Would you believe that I've always been there? So you mean you've always been there for me, even though I did all those things? You've always been there for me? And his answer to that is yes. He's always been there for us.
Mm. And you met him in a vital way there at Folsom Prison. What were the surrounding, were there others in there who were ministering to you? How did, describe a little bit about how that took place.
Well, let me describe a little bit about Folsom Prison. I was in a cell, and the cells were stacked on top of each other, and they had what was called a catwalk, which is on the other side of the cells. So, and that's where the guards would walk. They would pace back and forth. And when the cell blocks were open, they would open one whole cell block at a time, which means hundreds of inmates at a time would congregate to either go out to yard or go out to eat. And many a times that's where inmates would be shot or stabbed, they were shanked, you know, or hurt. But God, he protected me that whole time. And I would have to say, to answer your question, in the very beginning, what ministered to me was the verse in the Bible that says, train a child in the way that he should go, and when he grows old, he will not depart from it. So that goes back to my parents, because my parents instilled in me and taught me and trained me about the love of Jesus Christ. I chose, in all my pain and hurt, to turn away from that. So the turning point of what ministered to me was my parents telling me that and putting that belief system in place in my heart. And once I found my place in prison on that bed, broken and hurt, that's what I looked back on. And then that's what I remember most of all. So if there's parents out there, it's very important that we train our child or train our kids and tell them about the love of Christ. And that's what I had to hold on to, that promise that my mother and father told me, that God would always love me. He'll never leave me. He'll never forsake me. And when I called on the name of Jesus on that bed, he ministered to me and he told me, if you take my hand, I'll show you who I am.
Wow. What a gift. What a gift your parents gave to you. The seeds of faith that they planted and watered, and how God used them. What an amazing legacy is left in your life for them, Tim. And what a gift God has given you, the gift of writing, the inspiration, the gift of music and song. When we come back, you'll hear what I'm talking about. You'll hear what Suzanne and I were. She might be in Hawaii, I might be in Boston, but we're both nodding our heads in agreement because of the blessing of what is to come when we come back from our break. Tim Kepler will sing a song that will minister to your heart. Now you hear where he's been, what he's gone through, what he's had to experience. And no matter what you've done, he says, no matter where you've been, there's always hope in Christ. The arms of the Lord are always outstretched to you. And his song will minister to your heart when we come back. More from our dear friend, Tim Kepler. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Tim Kepler won the Best Recorded Male Gospel Performance Award, given at the L.A. Black Music Awards. He's with us today, Tim Kepler, along with Suzanne Maher. Myself, Danny Yamashiro, thanks for joining us. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. You can find out more about Tim Kepler at timkepler.com. Tim, what did God do in you once you left prison and were homeless and penniless?
Wow, that's a great part of this whole deal. The Word of God says that there's a war that goes on in us between our spirit and our flesh. And I wanted with everything inside of me, Danny, to get out and to do good and to stay away from drugs. But there was still that war that goes on between our spirit and our flesh. And that's why it's so important that we go to church and assemble ourselves with the saints, because iron sharpens iron. And when we go to church, we build up our spirit, man. And I got out of prison, and the first thing I did, to be totally honest, was I went and I got some drugs, and I got high. And I would cry myself to sleep at night because I really didn't want to live that way. And I did get involved in church. I started going to a little church, and one day I went up for prayer, and the pastor prayed for me, and I want to tell you that my life was changed from that day, and I was set free from drugs, and that's the beginning of my life, of my story. I met my wife, Peggy, at that church, and we got married, and I didn't have a job, I didn't have much education, but I had Jesus, and I would go. And I had a paint bucket and a brush and a roller, and I would go and walk down the street and ask people if I could paint over graffiti, and I would get jobs. And I decided that I loved painting because I always used to help my dad paint. And I went to school and I got a contractor's license, and I just started doing little small jobs. And before you know it, I was doing, you know, huge jobs, million-dollar homes, and started a very successful business. And today I have still my painting business and my music production business, and God has just done some great things.
Now there's a song, In Christ Alone. What does that song mean to you, Tim?
That song has real significant meaning to me, and whenever I sing any kind of songs, I try to sing songs that I can relate to, because I really believe that music comes from the heart, and the lyric content in that song is very powerful. You know, in Christ alone, I put my trust, and I find my glory in his cross, you know. In every victory, let it be said of me, my source of strength, my source of hope is in Christ alone.
Tim, will you sing
for us,
please?
I would love to.
Here's Tim Kepler, In Christ Alone.
In Christ alone will I glory, though I could pride myself in battles won. I've been blessed beyond measure, for only by His grace I overcome. And oh, I could stop and count successes like diamonds in my hand. But these trophies could not equal to the grace by which I stand. In Christ alone, I place my trust and find my glory in the power of the cross. In every victory, let it be said of me, my source of strength, my source of hope. Christ alone. Christ alone will I glory, for only by His grace I am redeemed. It's only His tender mercy can reach beyond my weakness. Now I find no greater honor just to know Him more, but to count my gains and losses to the glory of my Lord. In Christ alone, I place my trust and find my glory in the power of the cross. In every victory, let it be said of me, my source of strength, source of hope is Christ alone. I place and find my glory in the power of the cross. In every victory, let it be said of me, my source of strength, my source of hope is Christ alone. My source of
Tim Kepler, in Christ alone.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. Tim, when did you discover the gift that God had given you to sing?
You know, Danny, when I was very young, like maybe 4 or 5, a lot of kids would go around singing Michael Jackson songs, and that's when the Jacksons were really, really popular. And I would go around and I would sing ABC, easy as 1, 2, 3. And I noticed that I would get a lot of attention when I would sing, and pats on the back, and people would say, wow, you really sound good. And so I realized that I could get attention that way. And I kept singing and kept singing. And I just, I grew a real deep love for music and for singing. And so in elementary school, I would audition for plays, and I would always get the lead parts and vocal parts. And so I learned at a very, very young age that I had a gift there, and mm-hmm. I really loved to sing.
Did your parents reinforce that?
Definitely. They loved the fact that I loved music, and they would always support me, and they would come to the plays that I was in. I was in a lot of musicals. Pfeiffer's People, Godspell, and things like that. And they would always find time to support me.
As you discovered singing, when did you start writing?
I started writing music, I would say, You know, I always heard music in my head, but I actually started recording. I recorded my first song when I was released from prison. But I started actually writing music before that. So I would say I probably wrote my first song when I was, I don't know, 14 or 15 years old.
You also sing in Japan with the All Japan Revival Mission. How did you get connected with them?
Oh, that's a great story. I have a really good friend. He's a jazz saxophonist and really anointed, loves the Lord. His name is Ron Brown. And it's a very interesting story. Ron was world renowned. He traveled all over the world and he fell into drugs. And he was touring with Diana Ross. And Diana Ross pulled him off the tour and paid for him to go to rehab. He got rehabbed, and so he was a total drug addict. He went through rehabilitation and decided he was going to go to college, and within 1 year he won a Japanese speaking contest, and he learned how to speak Japanese. And he developed a relationship with the All Japan Revival Mission, and 1 year he asked me if I wanted to go and be a part of what they were doing in Japan. And it's been an awesome ride. I've been traveling to Japan now for 16 years. And we go over and we do gospel concerts. Wow. And you'll probably find this really interesting. Do you remember the show with Whoopi Goldberg called Sister Act? Well, that movie portrayed Whoopi Goldberg. Yes. She was in trouble and she had to go to witness protection. So they put her with some nuns. And part of her job while she was there with the nuns was to teach them music. And she taught them gospel music. And these kind of square nuns became really hip and cool because they could sing gospel music. And when the Japanese people saw that, they kind of took a real liking to gospel music. And so I have this great opportunity now to travel to Japan and share gospel music. And the pastor over there said, well, if gospel music is going to be so big in Japan, I'll invite these artists over to do gospel music. And at the end, I'll share a message. And in doing that, Danny and Suzanne, people have been getting saved in Japan, in a country where less than 1% are Christians. And I get to go over and be a part of that. And it's been great. It's been awesome.
Is it in Tokyo?
Yeah, they live in Shinshiro, which is a little town maybe 4 hours outside of Tokyo, but we literally travel all over Japan.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yes, yes.
Well, Tim Kepler traveling to Japan, Tim Kepler leading gospel, teaching gospel, singing gospel music, and God using him to bring people to Christ. When we come back, more from Tim. You can find out more about him at timkepler.com. You know, Tim's vocal range spans more than 4 octaves. His CDs include From Fulsome to Forgiven, Just As I Am, You Made Everything, his newest Refined, and a Christmas CD. He is the reason for the season. Tim Kepler will be back with us, sharing heart to heart with you. And we have another song, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Tim Kepler, well, Tim says he knew that God had a perfect plan for him, but then he went off track. You went off that plan. Have you ever felt like you've gone off God's plan? You knew the Lord was leading you, that God had a way for you to go, and then you sort of went your own way? Well, if you have, you're not alone. Tim has experienced that. Well, I have too. I'm sure Suzanne can attest to moments even in her life. You're not alone. But here's the thing. You can come back. That's the grace of God. You can come back and get back on that plan. And because of the experiences that you've gone through, the Lord in his redemptive power is able to take that and do significant and powerful things with it by his grace. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. Our guest today, Tim Kepler. You can find out more about Tim at timkepler.com. Find out about him, his CDs, find out about his recordings, and gain access to those at timkepler.com. To find out more about this show, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get this program in its entirety as a free podcast. And as I typically say, go ahead and share it with a family member or friend. Tim, you have a song called Forgiven. What does that song mean to you?
Oh, that song has a lot of meaning to me. It is an original song that that really talks about God's cleansing blood, and that I'm forgiven by the blood of the Lamb.
Mm. Can you sing that for us, please?
Sure.
I had to learn to confess the power of the blood's my righteousness. And by the blood I'm redeemed. He washed me and made me clean. All my days I'll be living the new life God has given. And by the testimony in me, Satan, you better run and flee. By the blood that was shed on Calvary, and by his blood there is light that leads into eternal life. Never gonna be the way I used to be again. I'm gonna live my life free with the Holy Ghost, and I never gonna give my life to Satan. I'll keep on praising God for the rest of my life. I've been forgiven. I've been sanctified by the blood of the Lamb. I've been forgiven. I've been sanctified by the blood of the Lamb. Forgiven.
Tim, what are you most passionate about in this season of your life?
I would say I'm most passionate about being a good family man, taking care of my family. My wife has had a lot of issues. And to be honest, there's been some hard times, you know, but I'm really passionate about being a strong family man and being a man of God and someone who can look for opportunities to lead others to Christ.
How has the Lord used your experiences to connect with others, perhaps in a more, in a deeper way?
I would say one way that I know that the Lord uses me to connect with others is through my music. I get the opportunity to go a lot of places and to sing, and I really see how music is a tool that really penetrates deep into the hearts of people. You know, there were some times in the Bible where they talked about how they sent the worship leaders out,
yes,
you know, before the war. And music crosses all boundaries and all barriers. It transcends all colors and races. And I find that many times when I go to different churches and I get the opportunity to sing, people want to open up, and it starts a conversation, and it gives me the opportunity to share Jesus with so many different people in so many different places.
You have a softness. How did God work this marvelous tenderness in your heart? Let's describe for us how he worked in you in that way.
Well, my wife will tell you that I'm very kind of easygoing and very, what's the word I'm looking for? I just see Jesus, and I see how he loves people. And I know the word that I was searching for is sensitive. I'm kind of sensitive by nature. But after feeling God and knowing him and knowing how much he loves me and he cares for others, and there's just a passion that's there for Christ, and I like to look for every opportunity to just share Christ with people. And and I, you know, a lot of times when I wake up in the morning, I just say, Lord, what do you have for me to do today? And so that's just kind of my nature, you know.
Yeah.
Danny, if I may, I'd like to have Tim share a story of a divine departure from a trolley here in Waikiki. And it's because of his involvement with Camp Agape, with Roy Yamamoto. Tim comes every chance he can, pays his own way, and comes to minister to these children over Labor Day. These are children of the incarcerated, but he met Roy Yamamoto quite uniquely about 12 years ago. Tim, share that for us, please.
Well, this is another really God story. My wife and I, we love Hawaii. We love to walk, and we would always walk from Waikiki down to the mall, and it's probably a mile and a half. And so we set out on foot and we walked there, and on the way back it got kind of hot and we got kind of tired, and so we went to get on a trolley, and the trolley stopped and there was a couple seats on, and as we stepped onto the trolley we were asked if we could take another trolley. And for some reason I didn't quite understand why, but you know, that kind of goes back to the question that you asked me, my nature, because I mean I think there was probably a point in my life where I could have got really upset that I'm being asked to get off the bus, because I didn't really understand why. But you know, when God's inside of you, you're able to look another way, let's say. And so without any harsh words or anything, my wife and I, we got off the trolley and we just kept walking. Well, anyway, we got into Waikiki and we saw all these tents, you know, and there was something big going on. They had a big stage and a lot of music going on, And I had been there several times and went to several churches, and I caught eyes with a guy that was running the sound, and he was like, "Oh, Brother Tim, what are you doing?" And so we kind of connected, and I said, "What's going on?" And he told me they were having a surf meet, and he said, "Oh, I want to introduce you to the pastor. You got to come and sing a song." And I'm like, "Well, I'm just kind of hanging out, but oh well." And he went and got Roy Yamamoto, and Roy was he runs Camp Agape, and he said, "Roy, this is my friend Tim, and he's a singer. Can he sing a song?" And Roy kind of looked at me like, "I don't know this brother, you know." But he stopped, and then he prayed with me, and then he left. So anyway, my wife and I just sat down, and we were having a good time. And all of a sudden, Roy comes back up, and he goes, "Hey, one of our bands didn't show up. Would you mind singing a song?" And so I said, "Sure." So I ended up singing like a whole set of songs, and people came from all over Waikiki, and they just crowded around the stage. And then after that, I left. And, a year later, I came back here with the All Japan Revival Mission, and we were trying to get churches involved in a big thing that we were doing here. So they were going out to different churches, and they went to this church, and they said, "Hey, we're from All Japan Revival Mission, and we're doing this big deal, and we're trying to get churches involved." And the receptionist said, "Well, let me go get one of our pastors." And she went and got Roy Yamamoto. So he's talking to Roy about this big event we're going to do at the Waikiki Shell, and he goes, "And we have this artist, Tim Kepler." And Roy goes, "What? Tim Kepler? That's the guy that sang on the beach. I've been looking for him, you know," because after I sang, I left, you know. And then he came back, and Roy tells the story. He said, "You don't know, brother, I was out in the water with some of those big-time surfer guys. And when you started singing and you shared your testimony," he goes, "these guys, they said," he goes, "I've been trying to minister to these guys for years." And he said, "Wow, bruh," I'm talking like Roy. He goes, "Oh, bruh, who's that guy that was giving his testimony and singing? His spirit was so strong, bro. We got to meet this guy." And so I didn't know this, but they all came up to meet me, but I had left. So here, a year later, Roy finds this guy, our tour manager, goes to this church, and he hooks up with Roy. Well, long story short, God got me kicked off a bus. Because listen, if I was not kicked off of the bus, I would have rode past those pretty blue tents. I never would have saw Roy Yamamoto. I would have went to my hotel room. And you know what? I wouldn't be here today.
And what have you and Roy done together the last 12 years?
For the last 12 years, Roy and I have traveled all over the country. Mm-hmm. We've gone into prisons. We've ministered to kids at Camp Agape. Mm. We have ministered to thousands and thousands of inmates across the world with Prison Fellowship, with Camp Agape. And all because I got kicked off a bus and I was obedient. I didn't put up a fuss. And God was in the midst of that whole situation. And I just want to reach out to people out there. You never know when something is happening for a reason, where God is trying to set you up for a blessing. Because I have been so, so blessed by telling the story about being kicked off of a bus. But for the glory of God, it has worked out to be so awesome.
Thank you, Tim. It is my all-time favorite lemon to lemonade story. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
And there's a point of conviction in there, too, because how many blessings might we have missed because we ourselves, I myself have fussed when I've gotten kicked off of my own bus.
And Danny, you nailed it right there, because I look back and I look and say, I could have missed a huge blessing. Mm-hmm. I could have missed ministering to hundreds of inmates and hundreds of kids. Mm-hmm. I could have missed out on being here on this program today. I could have missed out on having a great friend in Suzanne Maurer. I could have missed out. Had I put up a fuss and really demanded, I could have sat on that bus. But look at all the things I could have missed out on. Mm-hmm.
And especially the prisoners and the children that God has used you so powerfully. Mm.
Yeah. When we come back, Tim, your favorite scripture verse. Okay. And what would you say to someone right now who's going through a difficult time? Well, maybe they have just gotten kicked off of a bus, or maybe they feel like it because something has happened that seems so unjust in their life, or maybe a health issue, maybe a financial challenge. When we come back from our break, more from Tim Kepler. You know, when a man comes and he shares the stories from his life, and you also partake of the gifting that, God has imparted to him, instilled in him, and he shares it graciously, generously, you sense the anointing. Yeah, of course, ever since he was a kid, people would come, not only pat him on the back, they wanted to come hear him sing, and it so continues to this day. Even the surfers, the old-time surfers in Waikiki, want to hear him, and you'll hear him when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Yes, you know what those moments are like. You know what goes on inside. Your blood begins to boil. You know something is not right. You're not being treated right. The situation is not right. And then you feel like you're being forced out of what you think ought to be. And yet God has a plan, even in your feeling uncomfortable, unjust, or even enraged. Well, that's the story of Tim Kepler. And how many doors have opened? It's like a domino effect. I mean, one submission to the Lord led to more open doors and more open doors. And he took it with such a smooth and organic flow. Oh, to be like that. And you know what? I believe God has sent him to share that story so that we could grow and learn and be like that. You know, I think it's being more in the image of Christ. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer and our dear guest and dear friend, Tim Kepler. Find out more about Tim at timkepler.com. Get some of his CDs. Find out about his ministry at timkepler.com. Tim, what is your favorite scripture?
Joel 2:25, where the Lord says, I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten away. And that's my story. Through the loss of my parents, through almost the loss of my life, through drug addiction, through homelessness, being penniless, sleeping in abandoned buildings, being a crackhead, having nothing, to go into where I am today could only be God. And that scripture right smack in the middle, I will restore to you, because that's a promise. God has given us that promise. And I see the evidence in my own life that that verse and that promise of what God said has been kept and is true, because my life has totally been redeemed and restored. Everywhere that I look, I see restoration.
What is the scripture address again? Joel
2:25.
Thank you.
Tim, What was your dad and mom's name?
Maynard was my father's name, mm-hmm. and Teresa was my mother's name.
Now, a moment of reflection. What do you think? And this is very subjective, but let's go down the path together. What do you think Dad Maynard would say to you now, seeing what you've become and what God has done in your life?
Wow. I know that my dad would be really pleased, because he always tried to instill in us to work hard and live right, be kind to people. And I love to work, and I love to work hard. And I always want to try to be kind and polite and cordial to people. So in saying that and looking back, I think he would be pleased.
How about Mom Teresa?
I believe she would be pleased. I still, honestly speaking, think there would be some areas that she would have some questions about, you know, in all honesty.
Yes, but honesty.
I think overall she would be very pleased. Yes.
I hear a twinkle in Suzanne Maurer's eye.
Yes.
And I hear a twinkle.
I'm seeing it.
Yeah. You know what I love, Danny, is he didn't word it this way, but Tim absolutely loves life. He loves Jesus. He loves living out Jesus, and he loves life. And he's a little Kolohe for those that live here. Just a little rascal, but it's all good.
Well said.
What would you say, Tim, to someone right now who's going through a real difficult challenge in their life?
I would say, you know, in my own struggle, in my own life, that being a Christian doesn't mean that everything every day is always going to be good. And when those trials come in our lives, I mean, the best thing and the only thing that we can really hold on to is Jesus Christ. And he's the author and the finisher of our faith. And I've had times where I would do crack cocaine all night and wake up in abandoned buildings. And I would cry out to God to help me. And you know what? He answered my cry. And so what I would say to you is cry out to God. And if you don't know him, give him a chance. Ask him from your heart to show you his way and to show you his love. And he will do that. If you ask from the heart, he will do that.
Someone today is listening and they are literally incarcerated. And they're listening to our program. And others are incarcerated figuratively. They're stuck and they can't get out of a prison in their own life. A word to them.
Oh, I would say prayer. Prayer is a tool, is a way to communicate to God. And I just want to say, wherever you're at right now, just say this simple prayer. Dear God, I'm struggling right now. My life is not where I want it to be or it should be. But I'm asking you, Jesus, if you will help me, if you will show me your way, show me your truth, show me your love. I want to be more like you. I want to know you. So, Lord, I pray that you would send someone to walk alongside me, that will pray with me, show me how to pray. And then if you want the opportunity to ask Jesus into your life, it's really a simple prayer. Just repeat after me. Lord God, I thank you for your son Jesus, mm-hmm. who died on the cross for me, for all my sins. Jesus, I ask that you would come into my heart, that you'd soften my heart from all my worldly ways, and that you'd help me to be a Christian. I accept you today. I ask you to fill my heart with your love and your joy and your peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. As Tim has led in that prayer, dear friend, as you have responded now and prayed with him, believe and expect God to move in your life, that your eyes are open to see the things that the Lord is doing. The glimmer of hope begins to shine more brightly in your heart. And there are others that the Lord, in his supernatural, sovereign way, will be bringing into your life. People, some that you may have known all along, but now an opening within you, a yearning to reach out and be open to the relationships that God has. And maybe someone new comes into your life. Kind of like how God may introduce you to a friend like a Roy Yamamoto, even how Tim met Pastor Roy and many doors began to open. Now the Lord is moving at work as your heart opens to the ways of God. Send me an email. Send me a word of how you're doing, of what the Lord is doing in your life. Write your testimony. Send it to me at danny@thegoodlifehawaii.com. And if you'd like to find out more about Tim or communicate with Tim, timkepler.com. Tim, when you minister at Camp Agape and you look at those children, what goes on in your heart?
Oh, I see myself, and my heart goes out to them, because either for them to go to Camp Agape, either one or both of their parents have to be incarcerated. And you know, it's an amazing thing, Danny and Suzanne, when the kids come in on buses, you see the long, drawn-out look on their face. And
anger. They don't want to be there.
Resentment, yeah. And the hurt and the pain. But you know what? When they leave Camp Agape, after all the love and the discipleship that goes on that whole weekend, you see the restoration, and you see the smile and the joy start to come back on their face. And so what goes on in my heart is joy, because I know that God is being presented in such a way that the kids can grasp onto it, and they can get it's a lifeline for many of those kids. It really is a lifeline for many of those kids. And the full circle ministry that I see going on there is I see kids that come with all that hurt and all that pain and all that anger. They get up and they share their testimony, because we try to get them to talk about it. And they talk about their parent, one or both, that might be away. And then to come back a following year or 2 years later, and that parent is standing right there on stage with that child is awesome.
Tim Kepler, thank you.
You're welcome.
Dear brother, thank you for being with us today, for sharing, for singing, for inspiring us. We love you. We appreciate you, brother. Thank you.
Thank you.
I hope you've been moved. I believe you have. We all have, haven't we? By the story, by the ministry of Tim Kepler. You can find out more about Tim at timkepler.com. And you know what? Even as Tim has prayed, you know, there's no better time than right now to receive Christ as your Savior and Lord. And if you haven't done so, go ahead and share the love of Christ with someone near you. I think this is a perfect moment for that. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. If you'd like to help us with your financial support to make a donation to our ministry, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Isaiah 38:16 says, "Lord, by such things people live, and my spirit finds life in them too. You restored me to health and let me live." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Tim Kepler. Again, find out more at timkepler.com. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you, Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.